So a continuation of the conversation with Alec, Doreen and May. Could we move on to, it just looks that that time it was a lot more sort of physical, if in the sense that you talked about going on long walks. You mentioned about diet and what you ate and so on, but it seemed to be a lot more physical. People didn't have the cars to get everywhere. What are your thoughts about that?
No, nobody had a car. The only person had a car when I was younger was the doctor. Had a big car and came down the lane until it gradually got a few more, but there wasn't, you know, there wasn't the cars about. Well, that's why we were able to play in the lane.
And would you have walked most places?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And greater distances than today?
Well, we had two-mile walk when I was about 7 or 8. We used to walk to Pinchbeck to see Grandma. Yeah.
We used to walk
I think it was every other Sunday we used to walk there. And if there's a bit of money to spare, we used to have the luxury of a ride back on the bus.
Yes,
We used to walk down to Little London as well.
Okay.
Grandma's down there.
Okay.
And a typical Sunday evening walk was a Peck's Drove or Cunningham's Drove, which took one out of Spalding completely.
Yes.
And they were literally droves.
Okay. And for those people who wouldn't know what a drove was, what's your understanding of drove?
Well, a narrow dirt track sort of thing.
Where the animals used to be driven.
Mm. Right. Okay.
When they were moving animals from one place to
Thank you for that, Meg. Yep. And another aspect that we don't get these days is I've heard mentioned that you very often used to get the insurance man used to call.
Yeah.
Who was it in this local neck of the woods?
I can remember the Prudential and the Co-op and the Refuge, which it used to be the insurance premiums, I think was a penny a week.
An insurance for what?
On somebody's life.
Okay.
Life insurance. Yeah. Which it was. Well, no one was took out on me. I don't know whether you had one. Oh, my mother had one as well.
I don't know. I know the insurance man used to come, but whether it was for who it was for, I don't know. Perhaps I did.
I think, yes, that was money, I think, to cover expenses of funerals if anything happened.
Okay. Yeah. And we talked about games earlier. I think there's another game that you remember, it to do with marbles.
Definitely.
What was that called?
We used to just make a hole in the road. And you've got to roll your marbles. If you got your marble into the hole, you was winning it, and you'd claim all those that had missed on the outside. And there'd be five or six of you having a go, and if two went in the hole, you'd share all the marbles what had missed.
And I can remember marbles just at school, you know, with going back 30 years or more now, that you used to have different marbles. You used to have glass ones, but then you used to have china ones, and they were of different sort of material. Can you remember that?
Well, I think they were made of clay, round clay, but I only had odd one of those. Okay. Mum were all glass.
Right.
Well, the other game you used to play, you used to put so many marbles in a circle that you got to throw your marble to knock them out of the circle. When you knock them out of the circle, obviously on the dirt one, you made the circle, drew around the stick to make the circle. And if you knocked them out of the circle, you claimed them. And if you didn't, yours stayed in the middle.
And was it a time when you used to get, in the nicest possible way, playing, did you used to get dirty? I mean, you know, these days people are playing, kids are playing computer games and so on, and, you know, very often they're stuck indoors. Would you have sort of had that rough and tumble outside? Would you have got...
Oh, yes, definitely. We used to play in the old dike, which was at the bottom, because, I mean, it wasn't wet water, was it? It used to dry up in the summer because it was so dry. You'd probably find a few frogs and that. Because boys throw frogs at the girls.
Okay. And talking about, well, from one sort of animal or amphibian to livestock, we're talking about the centre of Spalding. Were there ever any livestock in the centre of Spalding? Do you remember there being markets or, you know, actual animals for sale?
Only those markets, what we were talking about earlier, what were called the cattle market.
Mm-hmm.
We did used to go, as children, didn't we? We used to go and look, just to go and see the animals.
Did you ever know them in the sheep market?
They used to have them down New Road, I've read about, but I don't remember. I
remember the pens being in the sheep market.
Yes, I remember the pens, but
I've never seen animals in it.
Okay.
That's why it's called sheep market, I suppose, because they sold the sheep there. But yes. I remember the pens, but I don't remember animals.
And
I don't remember any.
And there were sheds in the centre of Spalding. What were they for? They were near the bus depot.
Well, that would be all to do with the auction and the cattle market, right, wouldn't it?
I see.
Yes, the auction.
I think.
But it was classed as the... It was the bull auction, or Spalding bull auction, used to be on the side. Obviously, sort of in August time, there'd be when they'd grown the tulip bulbs around here, the farmers would be taking them there to be sold.
Yes.
You know, the excess stock, what they got.
Yeah.
And they'd also take the vegetables in there to be sold in either potatoes by the bagful or the ton.
And do you remember the landscape being a lot more colourful? So were there the bulbs growing, which you don't get today?
Yes, we used to have fields and fields of tulips, didn't we?
Yeah.
And they used to have what they called a tulip route. When people came to see the tulip parade, there were signs, weren't they? They used to take them all out in the country and all round quite a long way, and all these carpets of different coloured tulips, weren't they?
That's right. And local people, the smallholders on the way, on the route, used to have stalls on the roadside that used to get lines of coaches on these tiny country roads, didn't you? On the route. But it was beautiful. The fields really did look beautiful. Now they head them all before you see the beauty, really.
Yes, it's a shame, really.
And they used to have what they call poor hearts, didn't they, down London Road. Paul Hart. Has anybody told you about Paul Hart?
No.
Oh, well, he was the pilot who got badly burnt in the water. Because he got a terrible face. He looked really horrible. Not being nasty, but
because
he'd been disfigured, all burnt in his aeroplane.
Of the first, what they called plastic surgery on the burns, didn't he?
Yes.
Maxillofacial.
Yeah, I think it was an experimental.
Yes.
It was a guinea pig, wasn't it? And he used to have a lovely garden, didn't he? It was all set out, probably in a heart shape of tulips, and wasn't it? It really was a lovely display, but now there's houses.
But
that was on the corner of London Road.
That's just near Little London Bridge, opposite the BP Road.
Yes. And he obviously seemed like a local character, if I can... that's not a pejorative word to use. Can you remember other sort of local characters that, you know, there was old Mrs. So-and-so or whatever? Can you remember from when you were growing up certain people?
Johnny Sharman.
We don't want to mention him.
who was that? Was that lady who lived at the top? Maggie Murphy was her name called. We used to call her Maggie Murphy. Do you remember Maggie Murphy? She was a bit of a character. She used to go around Spalding with a pram, and it seemed to always seem to be full of clothes and rags and things. I don't quite know what she used to do, but she always pushed this pram about.
Yes.
Didn't she?
Yes.
Do you remember?
The lady we used to call her a witch, next door to the school.
Ginny Sparks. That's where she used to. We used to get our little penny things or half penny things from when we was at school.
I remember Van Geest, when he started. He came round with a hand cart selling bulbs.
Yes.
He in, that would be when he first came over here from Holland.
Yeah.
And then he gradually built it up into the empire as we knew it.
Okay. So, because Geeston was a very big local employer, wasn't it, before it was taken over? But that all started with a handcart.
But don't forget then, afterwards, Geese actually took over the Spalding Bull Company.
Yes.
But it still ran as the Spalding Bull Company.
Right.
But it's still a massive
part of the Geese
empire.
I see. Right. Mm.
There is another thing I thought about, that would be interesting. We did used to have a scissor grinder come round, didn't we? Do you know what a scissor grinder is?
Somebody used to grind scissors, but
he used to sharpen them.
Oh, right.
He used to have a little trolley thing,
yeah.
And he'd pedal up and down like this, and his wheel of whatever it's made of, wheel spinning round, and he puts the scissors on it, and he's pedalling away. And then
carving knives.
Sparks used to be flying, but he used to, didn't he? Always used to come round and have his scissors. Yes. I think your mum had her scissors, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
It was a foot operated grinder, very much like the sewing machines, but. He used to have a double pedal on it. When one foot was down, the other foot was up. So he was sort of almost like my bicycle. But he also used to come afterwards with a piece of cloth or something and just snip it, so just to prove that it was sharp.
Sorry, mate, did you have to say something?
I've just written it down because I forget it. Your characters. Mrs. Parsons.
Okay.
I would think she was probably... She taught at the church school, and I don't know if you remember her, she was a councillor. She took part in quite a bit of the local community.
I see.
And she was quite a notable lady.
Right.
And very forthright, but I don't know if that's...
No, I mean...
Mrs. Parsons.
They would all have been people that would have been about at that time, and known about.
Because our headmaster was Mr. Needs from Pinchbeck at the West Coast School,
And can you remember the flower parade starting?
Yes.
And I believe the first flower parade proper started in 1959. The late 50s.
I was thinking 53, but I don't know why 53 came from.
I think there was some sort of flower festival, but as far as the parade was concerned, I think that's a little later.
Perhaps it is, I'm perhaps wrong. And they used to make, what they call them, decorated plaques.
Yes.
Somebody would make one in with a teapot sort of shape, you know, we've got a picture of a teapot pouring tea out of a cup. And different badges, they used to have them all over the town, didn't they? All different things made of tulip heads, don't you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, near Ascot, there used to always be one there.
No, that was probably before I...
Oh, you perhaps, yeah, after yeah, gone perhaps so, gone yeah. Yeah, there used to be lots of little things all about like that, you know, of all different shapes and things. I'm quite good, actually.
Well, there's a bear somewhere. I think some of them used to be the ones that they took off the float to renew the float in a different shape.
Yes.
And they just put a stand on them and just use them in town.
Okay. And you mentioned, May, that you, although you were born in Spalding, there was a period of time when you lived away from Spalding before you returned. What were the sort of key changes, if you like, that you remember from when you sort of left, from when you came back? What were the key things that sort of struck you, if you can remember?
I can't think of anything specific. I always came back for holidays, so my contact was still there.
Yes.
I think it was the size of Spalding getting so much bigger,
with
all the building and so on.
Yes.
That would be the first thing.
Yes.
And the alterations in the street systems.
Mm. And were you in another part of the country, or were you outside of the...
No, I was first of all in Hull.
I see.
And then March for a short time, but then most of my time was in St. Helens, which is Merseyside. So, and when I came back, there were very few people that I really knew well. Doreen's one of them.
Yes.
That was still here.
Yes.
Because like me, they'd all moved away.
Yes. So things were changing.
Yes, very much so.
I see. Mm. And you mentioned about the way that homes were heated, what you did for power. You used to use coke at home. Or coal, rather.
Coal.
Mm. And you used to have to go and fetch it? Or no, would it be delivered?
No, the coal was delivered. Okay. I only used to fetch the coke for people who wanted the coke to burn.
To those who are a stranger to such things, coke differs from coal how?
Burns slower.
Okay.
It's been heated up to get the gas out of it.
This is coke?
Coke has.
Yeah.
It actually starts as coal.
Yes.
And it goes through a process, i.e. the gas works it used to.
Yes.
It used to heat it to get the gas out of it.
Yes.
And then that was the residue, what was left, which looked like a very, a dark greyish, irregular lump with lots of holes in it. Lots of very small holes in it.
Like cinders.
I see.
It looks like cinders, doesn't it?
And it burnt more efficiently.
You banked the fire down with it, or up with it.
No,
right.
So that the coal lasted longer.
I see.
And held the heat.
Okay.
That's right, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. And lighting would have been gas?
Yes.
Initially,
yes.
And did you used to have to sort of turn the nozzle?
Turn the gas on and then light it. You used to have a mantle and light the mantle. The gas used to come where the mantle is.
Wasn't it dangerous?
Mm. I suppose it was, but we didn't.
but on the outside of our house wall, there used to be the outside one, which was the main lighting then. And at a certain time every day, you'd hear this person come round specially to light them. And he used to have a stick, and he used to just hook the switch, and you can hear him pull it, click it down, and then light it. That used to be his job, to go around all of them in a certain area to light them, and then put them out in the morning. And I can remember gas being in our house, so it must have been in the mid-50s when we got electric.
I see.
Yeah. I was at Glee School when we had, it would be 50s, wouldn't it? Because I was at Glee School and we had it, we had electrical put in, I remember that being put in.
And as far as, heating and things like that are concerned, you wouldn't have had things like fitted bathrooms?
No.
If it's not a too personal question, where would you have had a bath?
In front of the fire in the tin bath.
And how long did it take to fill up the bath?
Well, you used to have a big what called a copper, which was like about 10 gallon container, which was heated by a gas burner underneath it, and that would be where you got hot water from.
Right.
And Dad would bring it in a bucket and tip it into the bath along with the hot and cold water till it's about the right temperature. And that's how you have a bath in front of the fire. And when we had a bath actually put in upstairs, in what we call the bathroom, it was still using this gas boiler for the water. And they used to carry it up the stairs, a bucket full of boiling water nearly, carry it up the stairs to tip in the bath.
I see.
And that was the only way you get hot water upstairs then.
Okay.
We were very resilient in those
times. Yes. I don't know whether you... We had the copper outside was actually a fire one, wasn't gas. Mum did have a gas one.
I remember the gas one.
No, before then, that one in the wash house, it was like a big concrete, weren't they? Weren't they? Concrete, big concrete. It was like a font in a church. You put your water in and you had a fire underneath it.
It's like a metal half circle.
Yeah.
Or cast steel.
Yeah.
Which you fill with water. And you just lit a fire underneath it with your wood or coal, and then when you'd finished, you had to scoop the water out of it to whatever you wanted to do. That was Dad's first job on a Monday morning. Because it was all filled the day before from the rainwater reservoir, or the cesters as you call them, and that used to be his job to light the fire first thing in the morning.
Right.
As it was ready for doing the washing.
Okay.
Yes, I was going to say that that was the washing. In the, we had one of those in the wash house, little fire.
Yes, that's where I was.
The old mangle, and then that was replaced by a slightly smaller one with rubber rollers. But the other one was a very big one, very old one.
Oh, with the wooden rollers.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't have one of those. My grandma did, but Mum had little ones with the little ones with. She just had a little one with the. Yes. I don't know what they were. Rubber, I presume. That they're rubber.
Oh, and the dolly.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. And the posher.
Posher.
Posher. And the dolly. Dolly and the posher.
Yes.
Now, are you going to have to tell me what a dolly is? I'm thinking of a child's dolly.
What's a dolly? Not a dolly, white holder.
Okay,
Well, a dolly is a wooden bit of wooden post with like a spade handle.
Yeah.
And it's got a round bit on underneath.
Yeah.
And then underneath there, it's got three pegs, three sort of about that size wooden pegs coming out. And you put that in your dolly tub, as I call it, like a barrel.
Yes. And to agitate the...
Yes.
Wash your clothes like that. And a posher, do you know what a posher is?
No.
That's a posh person, isn't that me?
Yeah.
Straight handled.
Straight handled. What was it like? It looked like brass, holes. Didn't it? Well, copper, wasn't it?
Two holes in it.
Yeah. Like a copper.
It's like a dome.
Yeah, a dome.
A dome.
And it had got holes in it.
Yeah.
So you see what you did, you poshed it. Like this,
closed,
and as you pushed, lifted it up, the water came out these little holes, so you didn't keep it full of water, and that's how we had to wash our clothes.
Okay.
Right when you
had somebody. Well, I used to love doing that. I wish you'd want to do that. I used to enjoy doing it.
And if that's probably the most sort of intimate thing now is going to the loo, going to the toilet. Indoor loos or
no? Right outside loo at the bottom. Right at the we've got a shed at the end of it. We've got a long pathway to the dirt track, right?
Yeah.
And then we'd got a shed there, and the toilet was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd got more coal houses and wash houses.
And did they flush or did they?
Yeah, there were flush ones, weren't they? Yeah. We did have flush.
Yes, our toilet was at the bottom of the the bottom of the yard, really. We had a bit of garden on each side, but each path.
Yeah.
And then the wash house was next door to it.
And it wasn't very nice going out when it was dark.
No.
Was it?
No. And you had to watch if you went down. I didn't ever want to go down there after dark on my own, because if the door had been left ajar, there was a bucket piece in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
For any bits and pieces, and one night I'd gone in and something had run from the back of that, out of the door, so I didn't like going down on my own.
I can well imagine.
The other thing what I do remember with the toilet being right down the bottom, obviously no heating anywhere near it, I used to light a little paraffin lamp in winter. Used to put the paraffin lamp in there and light it.
In the basin?
No, at the standing at the side of it.
Right.
Just to stop the tank, to stop the water freezing in the tank a little bit. Yes. Mm. But it's a very, very small one, but it always used to work. You shut all the doors.
Yeah.
It was against the stop tap, you had a stop tap where you could turn, like you have a stop tap underneath your sink there. It was that, and you just kept it, didn't it?
No, it's all right. When I was small, our water tap was also at the bottom of the yard.
Right.
We didn't have it in the house. You did, I think, didn't you? In your
house. We had a pump in our garden, didn't we? Had a pump.
Yes.
So if you needed to fill the kettle,
you had to go to the bottom. Yes. Mm. Yes. That was when I was very small.
Okay.
And then it was.
We had a pump in our garden.
That.
Mm. Right.
You know where that shaped window was? The kitchen window. There, we used to have a sinkhole there with a pump, and you pumped the water up. It must have come out of.
I'll show you one, because I've got one.
Mm.
It's just a handle, and you just do it backwards and forwards. Yeah. And it's just a basic pump. It just pumps the water up and out through a spout and into whatever you've got underneath it.
Yes, because the cistern water was used for washing.
Always.
Oh, and bathing, wasn't it? Everything.
We always had the water tap, and that was from the mains water down the bottom of the yard. And I'm not sure, I don't remember Mum ever getting the water out of the cistern. I think if she did occasionally, my father used to do that. Yeah. And all our water came out of the tap.
Oh, we used to have a bucket on a long piece of rope and scoop it out, because Dad always used to carry the hot water up. He wouldn't let us carry the hot water up when he put a bath upstairs. We had to carry the cold up.
That was what he'd do on Sunday.
Yes.
Lift the big square lid up about 2 foot by 18 inches. Well, it was a square one. And he used to scoop the water out of the bucket, put it in the copper, and obviously put the lid back on. But every summer when it got low, he'd literally go down it, scrub the sides, and then wash it all out, and then sort of repaint it with cement and water. Really waterproof it.
I see. And lastly, if we can move on to the sort of neighbours that you can remember, and what they did. So the three people here, so we've got Alec Wilson, Doreen Whiting, Nee Wilson and May Clark. You all lived near one another. Neighbours lived near you, and perhaps what you can remember about them, and even what they did, if that's something you can remember?
At the bottom of our, right down the bottom on the right hand side, you were talking about that land that was Bunting's, wasn't it? Who used to have a lot of gib. And then there was another man.
And which road are we in at the moment?
This is down
Osier Road. Right.
On the right, looking down from Marine Road, weren't they? There was I can't remember. Oh, Mr. Hayes. Do you remember Mr. Hayes having a land? He used to keep a pig.
Okay.
And he frightened me to death when he killed it.
Okay.
And then there was the those we got. Perhaps you can remember more. That was opposite you. What was opposite you?
Nothing.
Was that all? That was just stand the until they bought.
I believe that you was said all it belonged to Mr. Hodgson.
I don't know who it was before.
It was Mr. Garner.
Mr. Garner
before him?
Yes. I think Hodgson's had it afterwards.
And then Mr. Hodgson.
Mr. Garner.
Mr. Hodgson bought it.
Yes.
Because I know the lads and I used to go and play in there.
Yes.
They were twin boys next door to
us. I see, yes.
At number 33.
Mm.
I don't know if you ever played.
No, I didn't go.
Yeah, we used to climb trees.
Yeah. And then there was another piece. There was more bit of land where some man.
That orchard went right up, didn't it?
Up to Lees, there was a family Lees there. Well, she was a nurse, wasn't she? Because we used to call her Nurse Lee, who lived there. Do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Mr. West.
Yes.
The Cockney people that I
see. Yes.
Yeah.
And he had a garage there, didn't he? He used to do work on cars.
Oh yes, he did. Mm. Yes, I've forgotten that. Mm. Yeah. And then there was more land. And then there was the Harpams.
That's at the top. Yes.
I don't quite know what they did here.
Carpenters.
Were they carpenters?
Well, Mr. Harpam owned land. Because Janet Harpam's father was one of his sons. There were two or three sons, I think, and they owned land.
But the
son that lived at home with him was Cyril, and he was a carpenter.
Yeah.
Because my grandfather worked for them. When he was still in Spalding.
Yeah, so you'd remember.
Yes.
Mm. You've missed Gaunt's house.
That was West first. When we were young. Yeah, then Gaunt's came after us.
I think this is when you're going to have to defer to.
who's the one next door?
Your system, Alec.
Who's the one next door?
Which way?
Joined onto it.
That's Lees. That was Lees.
Oh, that was Lees, was it?
Yeah.
Well, that's right then. And then past that was, well, they've had various uses, haven't they? Storage for house removals.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've been engineered.
Gordon Cushing had it? He used to keep something and he had big Alsatian.
He had the little shed, didn't he? like a little garage at the end of Lee's Garden.
Yeah, where are you talking about?
At the end of Lee's Garden. They used to go there because I used to go brush the dogs.
I can't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, you'd remember because you go.
Yeah, I was saying in Gaunt's yard, I think Gaunt's, when it was Gaunt's, I think he started the radiator repair business there, which I think he joined with somebody else and moved further right to the top of Willow Walk. But in between times, it was, I think Robinson's moved in there after Gaunt's, and he had the removals there, and there was. There's a big engineering place at the top that used to do engine tuning.
I see. Yeah.
And they used to work for Paddy Hopkirk, who was the mini racing driver.
I see.
And then he moved down to Cadgebank, Vegantoon.
Nice.
Vegantoon, that's the name.
That's it. Yeah, I do remember that.
So they were all neighbours of yours, and they did most people work?
Yes, they all went to work, didn't they? I can remember. George Boothby was there, but I don't remember him working.
I'm just going to say, did he? I don't remember
Gilders
him working.
Was a miss. I don't know what he did.
I see.
I know Mr. Hines worked at Elson's, who lived next door to us, didn't they?
With lorry driver, wasn't
Elson's Seeds, right.
Yeah. Okay. Strangely, I started work for
later on. Then there was us, of course. Dad was helping with the building tray on the builder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he used to come home. That was one of the first vehicles I can remember, him coming home with the little, that little one and a half ton lorry, when he used to come home for dinner every day. that's the first vehicle I can remember.
Okay.
I can't remember what the Quintons did.
No, I can't remember what Mr. Quinton did.
I know I think the family went in the forces, but
yes.
And Mr. Arnold's. I can't remember what Mr. Arnold did.
Between those two, there was Mrs. Griffin, but she.
Oh yeah, that's right, Mrs. Griffin. Yeah, she was on her. Yeah.
Yes.
I do vaguely remember Mr. Griffin. Only vaguely, but I don't know what Mrs. Arnold used to do, and I don't know what Mr. Hurry used to do, do you?
No.
I can remember Mr. Hurry coming home, he came home after the war time, you know, when he came home in the war.
Yep.
He brought us all, well, I could understand how he brought one pineapple, and I thought as a child he brought one pineapple and divided it all up the road, but obviously he must have brought food. We'd never had a pineapple before, did he remember? He brought his pineapple wherever, I don't know where it was, and gave us all a piece of pineapple. We thought it was luxury, this was. That was before your time.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But I can't remember. What did Mr. Hodgson do?
He worked
for
a telegraph. He used constructed telegraph wire. Put telegraph wires.
Oh, was he? I can't remember
what the firm was called then. I don't
know. Well, it'd be
GPO.
GPO, that's right.
Line erector, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, is that right? Yes. I couldn't remember what he did.
Because his son, he went to be a teeth technician.
Right.
I don't know what this one did.
Frank did.
Well, he still
Frank
does.
Frank was, yeah.
He still does.
Yeah. I don't know what Jamie did.
What Jamie did, I don't know.
I don't know what he did.
He died very young.
He did, didn't he? And then we come to your dad. Well, you can tell him what your dad did, right?
he worked at Johnson's. He was an engineer.
I've heard of Johnson's.
He built the first combine harvester in the area.
Right.
You know, it came in pieces.
Yes.
It was a flat pack thing.
Yes.
And then he went on to oil burners.
Okay.
Did that. And then Mr. Harrison next door was a paper hanger, decorator.
I see, yes.
Mm. And the house that I live in now, when it was stripped, the front room had got Mr. Harrison's signature in the corner.
Oh,
yes. And the date. I can't remember the date, but it was long ago.
Okay. Yes.
And he also worked at the sugar beet factory. They used to have so many in on a seasonal basis, and he always went there during the season.
Can you remember seasonal workers? Because when I've been talking with other people, Jeff Dodds, for example, mentions that there were lots of Maltese women who used to come in, and quite a big Irish contingent as well. Mm. Is that something you can remember?
Yes, I can remember.
I can't remember whether we had the Land Army girls, but I don't know whether that is that.
I suppose they were incomers of a sort.
I know Mum had two Land Army girls staying with her. One with dad, because my dad was at war then.
I see.
She did have those. We did have two Land girls.
Yes.
Mum looked after them, and I couldn't tell you where they were.
Yeah. Because if the fields, if the crops weren't bought in,
no,
there would have been trouble.
Well, yes,
and
yeah,
you know, it was as vital as war.
Because I mean, there's been programmes on the television about the Land Army girls. We did have two, because Mum, you know, she took them in and they stayed.
Yes,
that was before your time.
I think the Irish people came before the Maltese, didn't they? They came for the potato seasons, and in some of the fields, I don't know if they're still there, but when we used to go around for little rides and that, there are still, dare I say it, paddy houses, as they were called.
I've heard of that phrase, yes.
Just small brick buildings with little, no windows, but holes in the wall, where the workers who came over from Ireland used to live for that time that they were in.
Some of them had just wooden buildings. They've got like a stove in the end.
Yeah.
Like, they live very basic, because they used to follow.
They used to
follow the potato crop from right down south.
Yes.
And obviously worked the way up here.
And were they seasonal? I mean, did they used to go back to Ireland, or was it
quite
once?
Often, I think a lot of them did, but they didn't settle as the immigrants have now.
I see.
No, they used to
send the money home, and
that's a key thing, mate, because Jeff Dobbs has made the distinction between the wave of immigration that we've had recently.
Yes.
Mm.
People have settled and are paying taxes and you know, have changed the look of Spalding. There are different shops and so on.
Yeah.
But in times gone past, it was very seasonal.
They might
come for a few months and then they'd go again and they may come back the next year.
Yes. Often you did get the same ones coming back.
Yeah.
But a lot of them in later years, they got their own caravans and they'd start doing, I don't know where it starts, but they start right down south, hop picking. Which you go from hop picking to potatoes and gradually creep up and up where the work was.
Yes, yes.
And just follow it.
Okay. So it was seasonal, but in different places, wasn't it?
Obviously, it's earlier down south than what it is up here.
Yes.
I know these Land girls, they came from Leeds, who was at my mother's now. I know they've stayed so long, but as a child, you don't realise how long. I say I don't know whether they moved on or not, but I know they was with us quite a while my dad was away.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about the Maltese. I think they were mainly girls, weren't they, or young women? And some of them are still here. I've had two ladies that helped me in the house, and they've settled here. Well, one has gone back now, but she lived here for many, many years. And the lady I have now has been here, goodness knows how long. And she came at the end of her teens, 18, 19.
Right.
And is still here, married with a family, of course.
Yes, yes.
But maybe they made less impact than the immigrants because they were women.
Yes.
They were on their own.
Yes.
Or with their pals, but they didn't have any family coming with them.
I see, yes.
Did they?
Yes.
They married here, and therefore it wasn't quite the same.
Yes. I mean, it was the same but different, if that makes sense.
They weren't setting up businesses. They were doing smaller jobs, as it were, different kinds of jobs rather than wanting money to bring up a family.
Yeah.
I think several of them did go back home.
Oh, yes.
But there's obviously, I should say, about half of them went back. But you see, they come normally starting for the canning. For the canning at what was Smedley's then?
Yes. Yes.
There was a big dormitory thing at the back where they used to sleep.
Right.
As I say, they come probably till September, October time.
Yeah.
And then some of them would stop, and some would just disappear back home.
I see.
Well, after the Hines family, I don't know if you remember, there was a lady who came to live in, and she married a prisoner, German prisoner of war.
Yeah.
Yes, we had.
Was there a reaction to that? I mean, would that have been usual?
No, we didn't. Not as I know of. I mean, I don't know. Perhaps I would, but I mean, he was always all right with us, wasn't he?
We had a camp, didn't we? Oh yes, we only had a camp.
Okay.
They were mainly Ukrainians, I think.
I see. Who fought for the Germans.
Yes.
I see.
Mm.
Yes.
And a lot of those stayed on, didn't they, in Spalding.
Yeah.
And he was, I don't know, he was probably one of those, because there was a lady living opposite me who married one of the people, one of those Ukrainians.
Yes.
I can remember the big camp at Sutton Bridge, or Long Sutton.
I don't know. There was a camp down Low Road.
Somewhere down the land settlement. In what they called the land settlement.
There were Nissen Huds. There's a big house where geese used to live at one time.
Hmm.
If you go straight down Low Roads. And it was the Nissen huts, really, on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I know, because they used to walk past up Willow Road.
They used to come up
our
road, didn't they?
I see.
Because I used to be frightened of them. And I remember my mum saying, don't worry, they won't hurt you.
Right.
But there was something about them, because they were all dressed the same.
Yes. So it was a bit unusual.
I can't remember when they got arrows on, suits with it. I mean, I don't know, but there was, you know, like you see in the films, but I remember they were all dressed the same. Mm. They all used to come together. It used to frighten me. And I remember Mum saying, it's all right, they won't hurt you.
Yes.
Have you seen a Nissen hut? It's like a half circle.
Yes.
Corrugated sheets.
Yes.
Very cold.
No, yes.
these were...
I was thinking about the mould, just a shelter.
And can you think of, before we finish, can you think of anything we may not have touched on that you think it's important to have noted down, or because we've ranged far and wide this afternoon, and again thank you very much for giving up your time to share your recollections, but is there anything that you think we have forgotten to include?
The only thing I did, but it's probably not important, I used to go ball cleaning and gooseberry picking when I was at school and that sort of thing, you know, but perhaps that's not important.
Well, that was all your pocket money, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think everybody did that.
I think the fair thing to say is that any recollection is important, because, you know, if it's something that people need to know about, or certainly it's different from what goes on today,
it is important to record it somewhere.
Yeah. So thank you very much again, and it's very much appreciated. Thank you.